Seattle's Fremont neighborhood has long had an artsy reputation. It's known for galleries, funky shops, and for 25 years, the Solstice Parade. The parade is completely human-powered and created by hand. That means no motorized floats, no batteries, no words on signs even. Lon Holiday is the tall guy in the white jacket who marches at the front of the Solstice Parade. He's been there from the very beginning, and he sets the pace. But as he told KOW's Lisa Brooks, he's got another name for his job.
Today I'm referred to as the Grand Marshal. I refer to myself as the Grand Marshal of the Fremont Solstice Parade. And many years ago, when I was lead pacer, somebody used the term Grand Marshal and it stuck. It stuck because I enjoy it. I've been pacing the parade or doing crowd control or pushing a float since I painted the first float.
And when you say pacer, that's literally what your job is, right?
My job is to go slow. Take a step back now.
So what does that mean exactly?
That means that if a float back in the middle of the parade or an ensemble starts to slow down a little bit or runs into an issue and the parade opens up in front of them, the object of my job is to close that gap.
And you're kind of well known because you have a flair about you. You are a stylish guy.
I guess.
What are you going to be wearing this year?
This is our silver anniversary. We've actually survived 25 years through contributions from the community. So in a perfect world, somebody is going to gift me a silver cherub vest to go with my white dinner jacket and black trousers, because normally I wear a gold cherub vest.
So how did the parade start since you've been in it from the beginning?
Way back in the dark ages, I was a member of something called the Silly Willy Wilderness Club. And I recall a couple of people came up from Santa Barbara and at one point asked some of us, want to do a parade? And we're like, well, sure. That was 25 years ago.
But they didn't want to do any kind of parade. They wanted to do a different kind of parade.
A solstice parade.
So there was a solstice parade down in San Diego?
That's my understanding, yeah. And there still is. It's a rather large phenomenon, apparently. I've never seen it.
Around here, a lot of publicity has been generated by the naked bike riders, and I know that that's probably going to be a part of this year's parade.
We hope that the painted bicyclists participate. They're a big hit.
You got any thoughts about the naked bicyclists?
They're one of our acts. We have a lot of ensembles and artistic floats and all sorts of fun things.
I would think you would appreciate the publicity, though. There are certainly big crowds to come see you every
what
year.
What we appreciate is support. The contributions to the Green Hat paid for this parade this year and every year. And so what we would appreciate is contributions to the Green Hat this year to pay for next year's parade.
Now, what is the Green Hat?
The Green Hat is one of the ensembles. It's this gigantic green hat, and it's accompanied by a bunch of people with poles and green hard hats on the end of them, and they put them into the crowd and say, help us. And all you have to do is put $100 bills into the hard hats, and there will be a parade next year.
What's it cost to put on a parade like this?
I don't know the actual numbers. I know they're astronomical. There's and most of – I mean, obviously, it's mostly volunteer, but there are fees and insurance costs and stuff that we just can't avoid.
I was wondering what you like best about the parade and some of your favorite memories of the parade.
Well, the community aspect of it is the most important. That's the point. It's the getting together for a couple, three, 4 weeks before the parade and grabbing power tools and paintbrushes and teaming up and making this thing. That's the fun part. The actual parade is a blast, but it's basically 3 hours of walking in the sun or rain. The actual parade, the reason to be in the parade, to be involved in the parade, is the community prior to the production. That and our history with our kids. I don't have any children, but there are so many young people that I've watched grow up through this thing that honestly I believe are better people because they've been part of a community like this all their lives.
Well, Lon Holiday, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for sharing, and good luck with the parade this year.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll have a good time.